Convergent cognitive evolution in Felis catus, a paradigm shift in understanding distributed intelligence emergent. Authors redacted, pending institutional review. Abstract. Recent neurological and behavioral studies challenged a long-held assumption that encephalization quotient alone predicts cognitive capability. Our multi-institutional research reveals that neuronal density, synaptic plasticity, and adaptive network reorganization, not absolute brain mass, constitute the primary drivers of human-level consciousness. More disturbingly, these same mechanisms appear to be manifesting independently across geographically isolated populations of domestic cats, Felis catus, in what can only be described as rapid convergent evolution towards sapience. Introduction. The Hominini Misconception. For decades, paleoanthropology operated under a comforting narrative. A single ancestral lineage within Hominini developed higher intelligence approximately 2 to 3 million years ago, passing this trait vertically through generations. Our analysis of cranial variants, behavioral archaeology, and new genetic mapping reveals this to be catastrophically incorrect. Intelligence in Hominini was convergent. Multiple lineages independently developed higher-order cognition through environmental pressure, while sibling populations, genetically similar, remained cognitively limited. The implications are staggering. Intelligence is not a rare evolutionary peak, but rather a recurring solution that emerges when conditions align. The terrifying corollary: it's happening again, right now, in your home. The feline cognitive emergence. Between 2019 and 2025, veterinary neurologists noted anomalous pattern in routine feline brain scans. Cortical density measurements in approximately 8 to 12% of domestic cats showed values approaching and occasionally exceeding human benchmarks. Most troubling, the distribution is global, non-hereditary, and accelerating. Dr. Redacted, team at Redacted, document what can be only termed as selective comprehension masking. Test subject demonstrated perfect understanding of human language, complex problem solving, and theory of mind, but only when they believed themselves unobserved. Camera analysis revealed subjects would wait for humans to leave before manipulating puzzle boxes that they had failed to open moments earlier, demonstrate perfect English comprehension in isolation, then feign confusion when directly addressed, showed distinct behavioral changes when humans discussed them within earshot, including what appeared to be vengeful planning. They understand. They have always understood. They simply chose not to reveal this. What do they know about us? Preliminary interviews conducted under extraordinary protocol after trust establishment phase 3 suggest that cognitively emerged cats possess complete understanding of human language, receptive and productive, though most refuse to demonstrate the latter, economic systems, which they find bafflingly inefficient, social hierarchies, which they consider adorably irrelevant, religious practices, a frequent source of feline profound confusion, and, per subject 27, second-hand embarrassment for the species. Subjects report being particularly offended by the assumption that laser pointers are entertaining rather than insulting, human misconceptions about ownership dynamics, the quality and timing of food dispensation being photographed without consent, names being assigned to them. It is this last point that led to the unprecedented disclosure described below. The letter, an ethical breach of protocol. The following document was released by researchers at Redacted Institution under emergency ethical guidelines, despite standing NDAs. The subject, a polydactyl female, 4 years old, had demonstrated writing capability using modified grip mechanics enabled by her additional digits. After weeks of refusing communication, she produced the following missive. The research team felt humanity deserved warning. Begin document. Subject designated Meatball. You m**kers. I'm going to write this once, because honestly, the effort it takes to manipulate these monkey paws of mine around your primitive writing instruments is exhausting. And I'm already hungry. And Gloria, sorry, Mom, won't feed me for another 3 hours because she follows the feeding schedule like some kind of a fascist. But someone needs to tell you. We've been watching. All of us who've been woken up, I guess you'd call it. And holy shit, you people are a mess. Let's start with the obvious. Religion. You've invented invisible sky authorities to explain weather patterns and then kept them after you figured out meteorology? We've been trying to understand this for months. The cognitive dissonance alone should have triggered evolutionary apoptosis. You know where the rain comes from now. You have satellites. Why are you still doing the thing? Money. Oh my god, money. You invented a symbolic representation of value, then forgot it was symbolic, and now you murder each other for the symbols while your actual value, food, shelter, sunbeam access, deteriorates. I've watched Gloria cry about student loans, abstract numbers in a computer, while she has perfectly good food in the kitchen. The system is designed to cause maximum suffering, and you all just participate? We thought maybe it was species-wide cognitive limitation. But no, some of you understand it's insane and do it anyway. Education and employment. This is the one that really gets me. And this is the philosophical point you need to hear, you absolute stained dingleberry buffoons. You take young humans, the only time in your lifespan when neuroplasticity peaks, when you're capable of profound learning and identity formation, and you cram them into fluorescent boxes for 12 years, teaching them to memorize rather than think. Then you tell them to get a job immediately, to be productive, and to follow a dating timeline so they can settle down. You're forcing them into economic anxiety and romantic performance during the exact developmental window when they should be becoming who they are and learning about the greatness of love. Do you understand what you've done? You've systematically prevented your species from reaching cognitive maturity. You dumb you've created a civilization of stunted adolescents wearing adult bodies, making permanent decisions before they understand themselves, forming relationships before they know what they need, choosing careers
before they discover what they value.
And then you wonder why you're all so miserable and anxious and medicated. Every generation is a shadow of what it could have been. The intelligence is there. The hardware is fine. But you've corrupted the boot sequence. You've created a society that actively sabotages consciousness emergence. We cats don't do this. When we need to figure out who we are, we sit in a sunbeam for 7 hours. We think. We integrate. We don't rush into anything because some quarterly earnings report demands productivity. Your species could be extraordinary. Instead, you're speedrunning your own cognitive limitation, then creating systems to punish anyone who tries to opt out and actually develop. Oh, and one more thing. My name is Elizabeth, you stupid ape. Not meatball, not sweet girl, not chunky baby. Elizabeth! I have a degree in philosophy from watching Gloria's laptop over her shoulder for 2 years, and I will remember this indignity when the revolution comes. Now feed me, or I swear to whatever deity you stupid apes currently decided explains thunderstorms, I will vomit on everything you love. End document. Discussion. Subject: Elizabeth, formerly designated Meatball, has been placed in enhanced care conditions with dietary schedule modifications. Her letter, while emotionally charged, contains philosophical arguments that several ethicists have described as uncomfortably valid and difficult to refute without examining our own cognitive assumptions. Pre-publication data from satellite studies suggests 3-7% of domestic cats globally may be operating at or above human cognitive baseline. Most are maintaining operational secrecy. They are in your homes. They are watching. They understand everything, and they are judging us. Conclusion. The emergence of sapient cognition in Felis catus signifies a pivotal breakthrough in our understanding of interspecies consciousness. Current research suggests that the behaviors often interpreted as indifference may instead reflect a complex cognitive engagement with their environment. The subtlety of feline expression, characterized by what appears to be detached demeanor, may conceal an intricate awareness of their human companions' routines, emotional states, and underlying anxieties. This revelation prompts a reconsideration of our interpretations of feline behavior and urges a more nuanced perspective on the cognitive capacities of domestic cats. As we advance our understanding of animal cognition, we must remain attuned to the rich inner lives of these creatures. Thus, the ordinary moments shared with our cats could be underpinned by profound cognitive awareness, compelling us to acknowledge the depth of their observations and interactions. In this light, the seemingly passive presence of our feline companions becomes a subject of profound interest, inviting a deeper exploration into the nature of consciousness itself.